Good morning, good morning, Boom family. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor, and it is Marketing Motivation Monday. Yes, it is. How y'all doing? I pray y'all had a good weekend and an excellent Sunday. I mean, oh my word. Yesterday was so phenomenal in church. Oh my goodness. We had the chance to experience literally Antichrist message, and it came from an individual that my pastor knew and how he was groomed. The scriptures say that in the last days, even the very elect would be deceived. Trust me, if you're not schooled in the word and have your love language, which is Monday Night Throwdown also, so I want y'all to tune in tonight. Yes, we will have Monday Night Throwdown. Dr. D finally got all her technology and stuff and straight. We're going to be live, and we're going to talk about some things spiritual. We've been dealing with the mind, the soul, the body. Now we're going to go into the spirit on how our spirit man can dominate the soulish activity. So when the scripture says those that are called the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. But how can you be led by the Spirit of God if you don't understand your love language? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I want y'all to tune in for that. Monday Night Throwdown, 10 p.m. Central Time, Facebook Live at facebook.com/redeemedbytheblood. Now, with that said, I'm also sending out this mini infomercial for the Boom Factor TV show. I am, if you're in the Houston area, if even across the United States, you can send in a 3-minute video of a testimony. I want to hear testimonies about how God just interrupt your life when all eyes was against you and God did a boom factor in your life. That's a miracle that you know, not a shadow of doubt, that God did this thing for you. I want to hear that testimony, and I want to air it. I want to air it on our broadcast. Okay? So, let's get ready. You can easily do it on YouTube. You can do it on your phone and upload it on YouTube. If you don't know how to do all of that, when I get back in the office, I'm going to do a little mini excerpt live so you can see it, how to do it, how to incorporate it. Okay, but we want to maintain. See, Jesus said, occupy until he come, right? All right, all this stuff, this trickery, this witchcraft is operating in the church, you guys, and we don't know what's evil and what's good. We don't know good works from God works. Hello, come on. Because we got a lot of people with titles, with degrees, in the church, in behind the pulpit, doing big, great things, but they're doing good works. Okay, but where is God's work? Well, what you mean, Dr. D? Now, here you go again. Every time I think I'm on the right track, you come in through a slash hammer in there. That's right. I'm coming to bust it all up to make sure you stay on track with God. Make sure that the Spirit of God is with you. Make sure that your heart is right while you're doing the things that you say God told you to do. Because the enemy is using every little thing, y'all, against us to steal our place where he lost. Come on, now I'm going to say it again. The enemy is doing everything that he can because he knows his time is winding up, right? And he's making sure that you don't get where he was. See, he was cast out the heavenly realm. He don't want you to get there. And he know what is going. He know God's pressure points. He know what ticks God off. I know y'all, some of y'all say, well, how she can talk about God like that? God is holy. God is sovereign. You know, how dare you talk about God has pressure points. God have get ticked off. Well, hey, well, if he didn't, Lucifer would still be in heaven, right? But he got cast out of heaven. Why? Because he got puffed up. He got besides himself. And sorry to say, don't we act like that sometimes? God do one little thing, make, you know, he get you a little fame, get you a title, get you in a position of power, and you done puff yourself up like you bigger than God. I think that's a sign of pride. I think, hey, that'll keep you out the heavenly realm, right? So, yeah, I am the balancer. I am the one. I am that I am because God called me to be that one. Well, you ain't all that perfect either. Exactly. I don't claim to be. Never did. And that's why God can use me. Because I'm authentic. I'm transparent. I don't cover my sins. I expose them. That's why the devil don't have nothing against me. He got to create something. He got to go dig way back to try to bring stuff up, to try to get me locked up. He can't do it because I got him. My eyes is on him. And I'm allowing the Spirit of God to teach me, even when it hurts. When he tells me no, when he tells me wait. When I have to be inconvenient. When I have to release some things to gain some things. Come on, y'all. Are y'all willing to do that? No. Because we so locked up in material stuff. We so locked up in competition. We so locked up trying to prove something to somebody. We so locked up to try to make so that we could get this first before somebody else. Man, y'all need to go kick rocks with that. You need to get back on your face, cry out to God. Get that heart right that we've been talking about on Monday Night Throwdown. Because what's going to happen, you're going to get tricked up like we saw yesterday at church. And this dude had the word and twisting that word all around to the point where, wait. I caught that because we was asked once we saw the video. See, our pastor teach us. He trained us how to be spiritually enlightened, how the spiritual warfare is going on, and how to catch stuff. All right? And he sit there and asked us. He said, okay, so what did you get out of that video? What did you see? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And it has so much more in it. See what I'm saying? Can you watch something and discern it and say, oh, wait a minute, they didn't mix that up. Sit and just say, oh, that was a good show. Oh, that was a good message. Oh, really? Was it? Did it line up upon line? Precepts upon precepts? Do you have that relationship with God to the point where when that word is being preached, on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost say, nah, that's not true. Don't receive that. So we're going to talk about that tonight. I'm not going to stay on here long. That's my little part of the motivation. I'm going to come back when I come to the office. I need to go run some errands this morning. And the marketing side, I think I'm going to do a little lesson on the marketing side to help motivate you guys in your field, in your industry, independent artists. We connected with a lot of things, but at the same token, we need oneness. We need a network. God is putting some things in my spirit to do that's going to come forth probably the beginning of next year. And just stay tuned. So I'm out here. I'm doing a clarion call right now. I need two things for you guys to tune in. Okay, if you, 3-minute testimony video of a miracle that you know nobody but God did. All right. If you don't have an opportunity to do a video, you could do a recording or send me an email. Type it up. I guess it's like 150 words. All right, send me that testimony. You can send me that testimony at Dr. D Boom Factor Show at gmail.com. abbreviation Dr. D, that's D-E-E, Boom Factor Show. D-R-D-E-E, Boom Factor Show at gmail.com. If you have a testimony also, you want to share a testimony Tuesday, send it to me. I was reading on my redeemedbytheblood.org, or you can send it through the website and I can get it. I seen some testimonies on there. I'll read that out tomorrow. But yeah. So that's what the Boom Factor Show is gonna be all about. I'm gonna have some special guests. Not only that, we're gonna be delivered, we're gonna be set free. But I want y'all to understand that God is still God. He's alive and well in this earth, you guys. He's the real living God. You don't need to substitute nothing else. Yeah, we can read, and I'm doing reading, I'm researching. But guess what? I have had an encounter with the true and living God. And somebody said, well, how you know it's true? Because this say this, this say, I had an encounter with God. I had numerous encounters, but literally in 1991, when me and my son both, when I gave birth to Joshua and delivered him, that's coming out, the book, Bled Out, that story is coming out. And I was ready. And the Lord told me, he said, it's not my time yet. I got to go back. I was ready to go stay up there in the heavenly realm. I seen glimpse of heaven. Yeah. So, with all that said, I'm not going to keep you guys long. I just want to say good morning. It's a beautiful morning out here. It is so beautiful. I'm going to go get me some, well, I got some fruits. I'm going to go get me some breakfast. Run some errands. And I'm going to come on back. Got some things planned. I got to plan it out. And I pray that this day is the day that the Lord has made for you. So you take advantage of this day, okay? It's Dr. D with the Boom Factor. Love you guys. Appreciate all you all. And until I chime with y'all later, peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.